Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, June 23rd. We'll explain a recent increase in violent crime and how the White House plans to address it. Also, it looks like the U.S. will miss that 4th of July vaccine goal, just as a new variant threatens progress in the COVID-19 fight. Plus, another state made marijuana legal, American airports are getting a boost, and the Free Britney movement heads to court, with Britney Spears getting ready to testify. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The White House has some new ideas to tackle a recent spike in violent crime, and President Biden is expected to lay them all out today. He's set to announce a series of new executive orders, and he'll also, once again, call on Congress to pass new gun legislation. This comes at a crucial time. New FBI data shows the murder rate went up about 25% last year, and data from big cities show this year things don't seem to be getting much better. To be clear, even though the murder rate has gone up in the last couple years, the violent crime rate overall has been dramatically falling since the 1990s. Experts think the trend is changing directions now because of the pandemic, since it's created more economic hardship and anxiety. So the White House is promising to act now, even though law enforcement is mostly controlled at the local level. Already this week, the Justice Department announced its own initiative to combat violent crime. It's addressing illegal gun trafficking in the cities of Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. This is similar to an effort President Trump announced last year. You may remember, back then, investigators were sent to 9 cities with rising crime, and they were focused on arresting violent criminals. Meanwhile, there's been a broad conversation about police reform. In the last few months, the Justice Department has launched civil rights investigations into the Louisville, Kentucky, and Minneapolis, Minnesota police departments. Some police unions and officers have said that extra scrutiny is complicating efforts to fight violent crime. However, White House officials say the federal oversight actually helps to build trust in law enforcement, and that combating crime and reforming police don't have to be at odds with each other. To be continued. Another issue has Democrats and Republicans totally split in Washington. For months now, Democrats have been pushing what's been called the most ambitious voting rights bill in a generation. And yesterday, that bill faced a major setback in the Senate. Every Democrat voted yes, but every Republican voted no. And Democrats needed some Republican votes to move forward. So for now, the bill looks to be dead, even though President Biden is promising, quote, this fight is far from over. The bill would have expanded early voting and mail-in voting, let people register to vote on the same day as elections, and a lot more. Democrats say these kinds of changes are necessary to make sure all Americans have a chance to vote and get their voices heard. However, Republicans argued it should be up to individual states, not the federal government, to make those kinds of laws. And many Republican-led states have passed bills this year to tighten, not expand, voting laws in the name of making elections more secure. It's not clear exactly what Democrats plan to do next, but some say they'll consider making changes to the bill to try to convince more Republicans to sign on. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is becoming more widespread in the U.S. It now accounts for more than 20% of the nation's new cases. That's up from 10% just about 2 weeks ago. And now, the White House's chief medical advisor is calling Delta the greatest threat to the nation's efforts to beat COVID-19 for good. Dr. Anthony Fauci also reminded people the variant is unquestionably more contagious than previous strains of the virus. And he says it seems to lead to more severe symptoms, although more research is needed to confirm that part. Once again, Fauci encouraged more Americans to get their COVID-19 shots. He mentioned that almost everyone who's dying from the coronavirus now is unvaccinated. On that note, the White House says it looks like the U.S. isn't going to reach President Biden's latest vaccine goal. Remember, he was hoping to get 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. Well, now, since vaccination rates have been lagging, the White House says it will need a few more weeks. And in the meantime, it's doing a lot of outreach, especially geared toward young people. Dr. Fauci has been doing Q&As on TikTok, and advertisements have been introduced on video game platforms. States have also been offering incentives, like lotteries. As of this morning, about 66% of adults have had at least one shot, 56% are fully vaccinated. One of the seven wonders of the natural world might be in jeopardy. At least, that's according to the United Nations. The UN says the Great Barrier Reef in Australia should be on a list of World Heritage Sites that are in danger. It's the world's largest coral reef, and it's the only living thing on Earth that can be seen from space. But the UN says the long-term outlook for the site has gone from poor to very poor in the past few years. And it's calling on Australia to take immediate actions to slow down the impacts of climate change. However, the Australian government disagrees. Officials say the reef still has pristine beauty and that it's the best managed reef in the world, despite climate change. If the Great Barrier Reef is officially added to the endangered list, it could lose its status as a World Heritage Site, and that could impact tourism and Australia's economy. A final decision will be made next month. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about BetterHelp.
Sometimes we need a little assistance figuring out what could be holding us back in life. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a secure and private online environment to figure it out, and most importantly, live our best life. And because BetterHelp is all online, you can get a little help on your own time and at your own pace. Everything you share is confidential, and you choose whether you talk with your counselor through text, phone, video, or all of the above. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor they think is a great fit. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, request a new one. No big deal and no extra charge. It's a convenient and affordable option available for clients worldwide. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Connecticut is the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana. Governor Ned Lamont signed the bill into law yesterday. It says people 21 and older will be allowed to have up to 5 ounces of weed in their homes or vehicles. But on the road, it needs to be locked in the trunk or glove box. The law also erases some marijuana-related offenses. Right away, the state is clearing the criminal records for thousands of people who were convicted of having marijuana between 2000 and 2015. Connecticut's new law takes effect July 1st, and commercial sales will start there next year. By the way, Vox reports about 44% of the U.S. population now lives in an area where marijuana is legal for recreational use, but it's still illegal on the federal level. American airports are about to get a boost from the federal government. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, says $8 billion in grant money is going out to hundreds of U.S. airports. How much each airport will get depends on traffic. But the FAA has some conditions. To get the money, the airports have to promise to keep at least 90% of employees. Airports can use the funds to cover operating costs, reduce debt, or pay for things that help keep workers and travelers healthy. For example, enhancing cleaning services or installing air filters. The grant money was part of the nearly $2 trillion stimulus package Congress approved back in March. Americans are starting to travel again, but traffic is still about 25% lower than it was before the pandemic. And as the Wall Street Journal reports, airports are still recovering financially from last year's drop in business. For the first time in years, Britney Spears is speaking on her own behalf before a judge today. It's part of the ongoing battle over her conservatorship, which Britney has been trying to end. It's meant her father, Jamie, has had control over her finances and other parts of her life since 2008. Originally, that arrangement was put in place because of concerns over Britney's mental health and alleged drug use. But a new report from the New York Times says the pop star has been pushing to have her father stripped of his authority for at least the last 7 years, long before this battle became public. The Times got hold of court records that show Britney has not been allowed to make friends or even change the color of her cabinets without her father's approval. And she's held to a strict weekly allowance. Her legal team has said Britney is afraid of her father and that she refuses to work again until he's removed as her conservator. But Jamie's attorneys have argued he has his daughter's best interests in mind, and they say Britney has never petitioned the court to end the conservatorship. The case was featured in a documentary earlier this year called Framing Britney Spears. Cameras will not be allowed inside the courtroom today, but fans, who consider themselves part of the Free Britney movement, are planning to protest outside. The Harlem Globetrotters are pushing to join the NBA as the league's 31st team. If you're not familiar, the Globetrotters are an exhibition team that plays all over the world. They're known for a family-style show, which combines basketball skills with theatrical tricks and comedy. The Globetrotters were actually first to make certain skills popular, like slam dunks and half-court jump shots. Well, the Globetrotters wrote an open letter this week saying they also have the talent to compete in the professional league and that the NBA should acknowledge the contributions the Globetrotters have made to the sport. The NBA has not publicly responded to the Globetrotters yet, but there have been rumors the NBA is considering adding more teams in the near future. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story. And this week, big banks are telling employees they need to get back to the office by Labor Day or think about getting a new job. Already, everyone who works at Goldman Sachs has returned to work in person, and firms like JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley have set deadlines for later this summer. So why the rush? There are a few reasons. For starters, the big Wall Street firms want their workers interacting with clients face-to-face. Executives also say it's easier to train people in person and that it's harder to develop a sense of camaraderie with colleagues over Zoom. On top of all that, recent ransomware attacks have officials worried about cybersecurity, which can be harder to control when workers are virtual. But CNN points out Wall Street firms could also risk losing top talent by forcing them back to their office towers. Surveys show most American workers say they prefer to keep a hybrid work schedule. And there's plenty of options for people who want that kind of job. Major tech companies like Google, Hulu, and Facebook have said more flexible schedules are here to stay, at least for a while. Thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.